Racial discrimination was one of four historic crises that Joe Biden pledged to take on even before he was elected president. But after his State of the Union address this week, some social justice advocates worry about that promise. NPR's Juana Summers reports.
In President Biden's first address to a joint session of Congress last year, he pledged to root out systemic racism and to advance efforts to create a more equitable country.
We've all seen the knee of injustice on the neck of Black Americans.
But this year, those issues were not the focus.
From a president who said that he would make race equity a linchpin of his administration, he didn't mention it.
That's Cliff Albright. He is a co-founder of the group Black Voters Matter, speaking on a virtual panel of progressives responding to the president's speech.
I don't think he said race or even the word Black once, even when he was talking about the first Black woman potential Supreme Court justice who he nominated. If you look at the transcript of the speech, he doesn't use the word anywhere in the speech.
Progressive activists say that the forceful language that Biden used on race as a candidate and in his first year in office have been replaced by silence.
You know, you can't say that it's time for America to come together on race by ignoring race.
That's Rashad Robinson, the president of Color of Change.
Racial justice is not charity. It's not the thing that a president should do to be nice to Black and brown folks. Racial justice is strategy. And the quicker the White House and other folks recognize the strategic power of engaging on racial justice to motivate, engage, and deliver for the communities most impacted, the better off they will be and the better off the country will be.
One issue that received only a passing mention from Biden was voting rights. A year-long public push for federal legislation died in January. Biden also didn't renew calls for police reform legislation. Bipartisan talks on that collapsed last year. He did, however, use the moment to repeat his call for more funding for police departments, responding to a nationwide rise in gun violence.
We should all agree the answer is not to defund the police. It's to fund the police. Fund them.
Biden was confronting a persistent Republican attack line, even though most Democrats do not support defunding the police. And it sparked a bipartisan standing ovation. Amara Enya is the policy and research coordinator for the Movement for Black Lives. She was not applauding.
Calling for funding the police is simply a political play to appease, again, Republicans and to appease those who are afraid that their political futures may be on the line. But for people in communities that have been divested for generations, that's not the solution.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters that the president was simply restating his position on police funding, that he remains a supporter of police reform efforts, and he could sign an executive order on the issue. Democratic strategist Joel Payne said that the president was charting a middle-of-the-road course in an election year, and funding the police was a prime example.
It felt like that was a very purposeful thing that needed to be said out loud so that not only the president, but the president's allies could use that as political chum.
But he also said the White House omitted some big issues that could have excited Black voters who turned out in 2020 and who Democrats need to turn out again this year. Juana Summers, NPR News.